Here are the local headlines for KRAI on this Wednesday, July 18th. I'm Shannon Lukens. Union Wireless reported a system outage on Tuesday. Union Wireless is the regional wireless service provider. Callers started receiving a recorded message in the morning that all circuits were busy, but text and data weren't impacted. The Craig community rallied with a fundraiser last weekend for Susan Reeves. She was beaten and left for dead last month, allegedly by her nephew, Jonathan Waugh. The fundraiser was at Thunder Rolls Bowling Center, and volunteers helped pull together about $2,000 worth of donations from local businesses. The money will help with Reeves' medical expenses. Waugh has been charged and is in the Moffitt County Jail. His next court date is July 31st. The Moffitt County School Board, they're meeting today. That meeting is at CNCC. The new extension agent for Moffitt County is Jessica Counts. She replaces J.D. Sexton, who resigned in December to be the Logan County extension agent. Counts says she looks forward to working with the 4-H program. The Moffitt County Fair is celebrating 100 years. Country music stars Diamond Rio will be on stage August 10th at Moffitt County Fairgrounds. The man who accidentally fired his gun during a youth baseball game last month in Steamboat is a Wyoming police officer. 37-year-old Markham King is with the Cheyenne Police Department. He's been charged with disorderly conduct and reckless endangerment, both misdemeanors. Steamboat police say King was very cooperative and left the game when asked. A GoFundMe account has been started for 24-year-old David Mutabazi, who drowned last week at Steamboat Lake. Mutabazi was a seasonal worker for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. The fund has been set up to help pay for funeral expenses. A recent CSU graduate is missing from Mount Meeker, which is southeast of Long's Peak. Friends and family are looking for Brian Perry, who has some friends in Northwest Colorado. They've asked that we share the information in case listeners are in the area of Mount Meeker and can help with a search. A man who died while working on a Loveland ski lift had marijuana in his system. The state of Colorado has cut in half the death benefits to his family for workers' comp. Mountain Rescue Aspen has a new drone with a big zoom and an infrared camera so it can be used at night. It recently found a woman who was lost while hiking about 30 miles east of Basalt in the Frying Pan Valley. The drone found a second hiker who was overdue on North Maroon Peak. He'd gone off the route and was on a cliff. Searchers found him and led him out the safe way. The drone and the accessories for it to work was purchased for $30,000 in March through contributions. The Tour de Steamboat bike ride is this Saturday. Volunteers are needed for the ride, which has over 1,000 cyclists riding through Northwest Colorado. Find out more and sign up at tourdesteamboat.com/volunteer. That's the news on KRAI. The weather will be sunny and beautiful today, but a bit toasty with a high of 93 degrees. Tonight will be mostly clear. Thursday is partly cloudy, but warmer. In sports, Trevor Story of the Colorado Rockies has been named the National League Player of the Week. The World Cup of Soccer has ended, and France is now the world champion. The next Men's World Cup is in Qatar in 2022. But next summer, the women will be competing in the World Cup in France. Defending champions from 2015 are the U.S. women. The team took home $2 million that year, while the men's French team this weekend earned $38 million for their victory. And that's the news, weather, and sports on KRAI. I'm Shannon Lukens.